This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Paleo on the go. Find delicious meals that fit your specific diet. Save $20 off your first 3 orders with code MMA25. Drift Air Freshener, the freshest air freshener with no harmful chemicals. Save 15% off with code INGO15. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 644.
644.
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show, by my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening?
Go Lions. I'm missing the final few seconds of the game as we record at the moment. They look to be winning against the Rams, but we'll see if that actually happens. Going forward. Yeah. Oh, overtime maybe, huh? We'll see.
I saw the stupid Packers beat the Cowboys today.
Blew them out, right? Pretty much.
And then they put their second stringers in, and then they started making a comeback, so they had to put some of their first stringers back in. Like, oh, and then we have this awesome weather with like a mini blizzard and over a foot of snow, and we're gonna be running like negative 10 degrees without the wind chill for like 4 days straight.
It is really cold in Chicagoland.
Yeah, I'll post a screenshot of our outlook, and that doesn't even include today, which was just horrific. I think at one point I saw a minus 11. like, fuck, man. Hey, good. The dogs don't like this shit. It's hard to get them to go to the bathroom. It's going to be a problem here.
Totally.
So when they shit in the house, they're like, what did you want?
Mm-hmm.
And you try to buy them boots, and they're like, fuck you and your boots. And they're like, they're more concerned about high stepping, trying to get them off, than just getting outside and doing business. Like, just go. So, but then how about the Bears? They, you know, they made some coaching changes, not the ones I thought.
No,
so they fired their entire offensive side of coaching.
Yep.
Okay, so we'll see how that works. And I think the general manager's thought on not getting rid of the head coach was that he wanted to keep some continuity and not have too much change to ruin everything. But if he's going down that line of thinking, that makes me think they're going to keep Fields then, because he doesn't want to break up chemistry and that kind of shit.
Yeah.
So looks like they're going to end up trading that first round or the very first pick overall. So I don't know. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I mean, I wish we would get rid of Fields. I wish. I'm not the biggest fan of him at quarterback. I like the idea of getting rid of him and then getting a veteran guy or something in here, maybe. Or I don't know. Like, you can't be rebuilding perpetually either. So it's like, I don't know. They looked good at points, but they looked really bad at other points too. So it's like, I don't think that guy's a starting NFL quarterback necessarily, not in this offense anyways.
Not on our team. That's the problem, is I think he can go somewhere else and be successful.
Probably.
It's just looking at it here, it's a struggle. And again, it comes down to a fourth quarter. You can't come back and win the game. So I'm like, there's at some point he just has to be good enough. I don't care if the line sucks, then just fucking run the ball. What happened to that plan? Like, he was like almost set the record last year for rushing yards by a quarterback.
Right.
Not that you want him like doing that, because he's going to get hurt, because he doesn't get any fucking calls every time he goes a slide and someone hits him in the head. Never gets a call.
Nope.
So I don't know. That's why you probably should get rid of him, because he's going to get injured.
Yeah.
Like, fuck it. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. And then, I don't know if we talked to Blackhawks, Connor Bedard. They said, I think we mentioned it last week, they said 6 to 8 weeks on his injury, and hopefully he'll be back sooner rather than later. But I don't know. It's like, goddamn, can we go back to the glory days when
teams in Chicago used to be good, at least the ones I cared about. That's all we're asking for.
Yeah.
I thought this would be our year, and not so much. Not so much.
It's not, unfortunately. Sad story. What are you going to do, right? There's always next year.
There is. That's, I just keep looking forward. Like, oh, who are they going to pick? How long is this going to take?
Right.
Fuck, fucking A. Like, get someone with some experience. At least on the coaching side, get some experienced people. Don't take another fucking shot with all these. I've never been a head coach. I've never been an offensive coordinator. I've never been a defensive coordinator. Get someone who's done it and proved it. That would be nice.
Yes.
So we'll see. Where do you want to start with MMAs?
Do we want to talk about UFC that just happened this weekend?
Sure, go ahead.
Ankalaev versus Walker 2.
Fucking, I'm just going to say, fucking Johnny Walker. He just gets knocked out dramatically. I think that's what he's going to be known for.
Getting so KO'd. Anyway,
yeah.
Yeah, second round KO. I mean, he didn't look all that awesome going into this, and I don't know. I'm not surprised by the outcome. What did he eat? A nice right hand, and then
One when he's kind of like goofy eyed on the cage, and he got another follow up shot.
Yep. So that happened, and then should we talk about Jim Miller and Gabriel Benitez?
Sure.
Miller racking up another win. Submission with
rear naked choke, but the guy tapped fucking super early.
He did.
It looked like one of those, like, you got me, I'm good, you're gonna get it, so I want to be done.
Yeah, and I think Jim Miller, man, he's coming out, he wants anyone he can get at UFC 300, basically calling out multiple people, seeing if he can get on that card. So
yeah, I think he's saying Paul Felder or Matt Brown. I think the Matt Brown at 170 probably makes the most sense. That would be the most fun. Forgot what I don't know if there was some record, like if these guys fought, because I think it's Jim has the most submission wins in UFC history. And I forgot what Matt has. He's got something. I don't know. Can't be most fights, but he's got some other thing.
But not fight of the nights. Matt Brown, you mean?
Yeah. Like he's got some other thing.
Hmm.
I don't know. My brain's not working. I'm still ill, by the way. People's.
Yeah, sorry to hear that. You got to get better.
Yeah, so I would like to see those guys fight.
Well, speaking of ill, I don't know if you heard Miller talk about his Lyme disease situation, but apparently there's like a two-year stretch where he's got significant memory loss, he said, from 2015 to 2017 because he got bit by that tick that carried Lyme disease. And he's saying like he's kind of like – he doesn't remember, like his wife brings shit up from around that time and he just cannot remember things. But from that 2 year period where he was trying to recover from Lyme
I don't
disease.
Know that sounds kind of normal if you ask me, like what happened between 2015 and 2019. I'm not gonna fucking know. Even when I look back, I'm like, oh, we went on a vacation, okay.
Yeah,
so that might just be normal. And maybe I've never heard of that though. For Lyme disease, have you?
Yeah, I mean, there's, I've been around people that have had it and told me how they felt. Like, it's just a weird thing where, you know, it kind of lingers and it can cause all kinds of things. Memory loss, you know, muscle issues, lethargy, just kind of, one of them is memory issues. Because they think that the disease creates some sort of plaque in the brain, similar to like Alzheimer's, dementia kind of thing.
Well, they said my dog has it. But
Alzheimer's?
Lyme disease.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? That's pretty crazy.
When they're testing for like all this shit. I think that's when we first got her. And they run like the battery of tests and you find out, oh, well, first off, your dog's got a fucking tapeworm or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, cool. Let's fucking get rid of that. And then, oh, she also has Lyme disease. Okay, great.
That sucks.
But I don't, nothing wrong. They're 14 and a half, so.
Yeah.
It's all good. Although this cold weather is not great. Because we have to, like, I said, we got to get a fucking jacket with a handle for her so I can just lift her up the steps. Because she's already having a hard time getting in at the end of the night. Oh. And with the cold weather, with like all these arthritic bones trying to get up the steps, I'm like, I just want a handle. Because now I'm just scooping under her and picking her up and then open the door, bring her in. I'm going to get her like a suitcase handle, put it out on the fucking back of her. I can pick her up, zoom her around, kind of like she's flying, get her a little cape. I don't know. It's all good.
I like it.
Should we talk about UFC 299?
Sure.
Or what's 297? I'm a little
I was like, is that right? That doesn't sound right.
I'm trying to skip a couple cards to get to something good. But anyway, so we have Strickland and Duplessis as the main event. And then it kind of goes sideways. But let's talk about the main event. Like, who do you think wins with Strickland and Duplessis?
Oh, man, this is a tough one. I'm a Strickland big fan favor. Of I like Strickland in this one. I think I'm trying to look up Duplessis' record. He's what, 8-fight win streak for him, right?
Yep.
I don't know. I just like Strickland's mojo. I think he's got a lot going for him. I'm thinking he's gonna be able to finish Duplessis. He's got 11 knockout wins, Strickland, and I don't see but either way, I think it's gonna be exciting. Both guys are tough. I feel like Strickland's got a lot going for him, and I'm going to predict like a second round KO for him. So
I like that. I hope that works out. I just worry that Strickland gets too emotional in this fight, because you already saw him like go after and fight Duplessis in the crowd the other night, just because he struck a chord. Like, he said something that dug some shit up. So he can't fight angry.
No.
That'll throw him off the game plan. It'll blow his adrenaline and cardio out if he does that. So, but he's got a hell of a lot of cardio, and I'd like to see him just approach the fight the same way he did Adesanya. Just pressure, cardio, and eventually fucking catch him and knock him out. So I will agree with the KO. I'll go with like a third round. I like a third round for Strickland.
Okay.
And then the card kind of goes sideways from there. I mean, you have number two and number three, but meh.
Yeah, it's like whatever.
Like that division is, they need to really build that back up. And they have Magny. And then, like, what are we doing? Arnold Allen. And that's pretty much it. This one's kind of hot.
Jillian Robertson, huh? It's got the red hair going.
That's cool. That looks natural.
Totally.
Super red. But man, they got to really get to catch up on these events, because that's not great. 298. I think it's when we get 299 is when the shit starts popping off with O'Malley and Vera 2. Poirier. And I don't know. He's actually fighting down with some other guy. Lord Burns. And then you have Kevin Holland and MVP. Curtis Blades. So you have a bunch of ranked fighters on this one.
Yeah.
Peter Yan. Song Yadong.
Song Yadong versus Peter Yan. He's buried down there, huh?
Michelle Piera. He's on here. See?
When is that? February? When the hell's that happening?
Yeah, it should be.
Oh, March. Shit, we got a ways to go.
March 9th. Yeah.
Yikes.
Well, they're easing us back in. He took a fucking month off. And then you're like, you give us a fight again. Yep. And yeah. What else is going on?
Should we do some sponsors?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Good hey, plan. We're brought to you by Manscaped. Cheers to the new year from our friends at Manscaped, because your resolutions shouldn't be the only things that are well kept. 2024 is a time for new heights, new opportunities, and a new look for your Times Square balls. Manscaped Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra is every man's cheat code to look good, feel good, and turn the page on confidence this year. Whether you're looking to maintain a trim or go for that clean-shaven look, this trimmer has you covered. Trusted by over 10 million men worldwide, now is your time to get a grip on your grooming with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com/MMAnuts for 20% off and free shipping. Happy New Year or happy new balls.
That's what it's about. And let's face it, resolutions might come and go, but a well-groomed you is here to stay. Thanks to Manscaped.
And remember, you can get 20% off and free shipping, manscaped.com/MMANuts, because nothing says Happy New Year like a deal that leaves your balls and your budget feeling refreshed. Embrace a new you and definitely embrace a new trimmer, courtesy of Manscaped.
Word. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, guys. Remember the days when you're always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in the bed, bedroom, wherever you throw down. Listen up, bluechew.com.
Yes, and you can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Simple process, sign up at bluechew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Best part, it's all done online. No visits to the doctor office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy.
Word. And Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at bluechew.com. Chew it and do it. We've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code NUTS to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
We're also brought to you by Lucy. Lucy's up in the nicotine pouch game with breakers. Pouches packing a little something extra inside. What are breakers? If you know your pouches, you know that nicotine doesn't hit immediately. Neither does the flavor. Geniuses at Lucy came up with a brilliant way to fix both of those problems. They put a mini liquid capsule inside each breaker's pouch. Grab a breaker's pouch, break the capsule. Yes, with your teeth. It makes a really, really satisfying pop. Put it in your lip and enjoy the immediate nicotine and flavor release. Nobody's doing anything like this except for Lucy. It's a new kind of pouch technology, and it's only available from Lucy. No more sandpaper pouches drying out your mouth. No more weak flavors that don't last. Breakers are different. 4 or 8 milligrams of tobacco-free, 100% pure nicotine. 6 delicious flavors, unique ones like apple, ice, or espresso, and classics like mint or mango.
Nice. Break up with your dusty gas station pouches and go to lucy.co/fit15 and use promo code FIT15 to get 20% off your first order. Lucy offers free shipping and has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's lucy.co and use code FIT15 to get 20% off and always free shipping. You hear me? Free shipping. Shipping.
Free shipping.
And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Mm-hmm.
And just like that, back to the show.
Speaking of addictive chemicals, rumor around the campfire, Nate Diaz wanted the headline UFC 300. Everyone's talking
against
about this.
Who?
well, Conor McGregor's in the discussion. I don't know. I think he doesn't really care. I think he's open to whoever. But he wants to be on the card to make his little comeback. You know, we've got some stuff going on for UFC 300, so we'll see if Nate can make the card.
Yeah, it's Mike Perry. I think he actually called Hunter Campbell on a podcast, and Hunter's like, "What's up, psycho?" or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was offering to fight Nate at UFC 300 if they want to bring him back for a fight. I'm like, "Oh, don't do that to Nate." Nate's a little rusty and Mike's a little sharp, at least at the bare knuckle side. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are a lot of rumors lately. So, there's also Nate Diaz versus Jorge Masvidal rumor in boxing.
Yeah.
And then Mark Hunt, he's 49 years old. He said he's thinking about coming back, and he's in discussions with Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship right now.
Nice.
Come back and do some fights there. And he said he's also open to boxing Jake Paul if he wants some of that action.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck me. I'd like to see that. Like, Jake's got to put on a little meat, but fucking Mark Hunt will welcome you to boxing.
Yeah.
And what else was Mark saying? Oh, he said he was also offered like $3 or $4 million recently to take a dive in a fight somewhere in Australia. And he said, no, thanks.
No.
Like, that's crazy because he still said he needed the money. And that's why he's coming back to do Bare Knuckle. But he could probably make bank in Bare Knuckle because I'll fucking buy that pay-per-view 100%.
Well,
just
yeah.
to watch him, beat the shit out of someone. And
I think it'd be pretty fun.
Hell yeah. And then also Rick Rufus, who's like a kickboxer back in the day that I remember watching on late night on some weird channels. He said he'd like to, this is at UFC 300, he'd like to fight either Roy Jones Jr. or Vitor Belfort.
Whoa.
Rick is a spry 57, by the way. I think
that's
he fought
crazy.
In 2012 was his last fight, so that's wild. And then one other fight announcement: Alan Belcher is gonna fight Junior Dos Santos for the heavyweight title fight in Jorge Masvidal's Game Bred Bare Knuckle MMA on March 2nd.
Oh wow!
Like, holy shit, I want to see that too. Like, fuck me, man. There's like a lot of stuff going on.
There is a lot. I feel like we've had a lull and everyone's coming back with a vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
Just give it some time.
Yeah. What else is happening?
Well, speaking of Bare Knuckle, I was going to save this for later, but I didn't. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you knew this. Maybe we discussed it and I don't remember because maybe I got some Jim Miller thing going on. But did you know that Bare Knuckle did a Bare Knuckle Muay Thai fight a few weeks back? Did we talk about this? Here it is. Wukow versus Senchai, bare knuckle Muay Thai. Like, I'm a big fan of this. Like, usually you got the big gloves for this kind of stuff.
Yeah, right.
These two are classic, hardcore Muay Thai guys, and they're scrapping it up here pretty well. It's interesting because it changes the whole thing because you can't use the gloves to block,
Right.
So here you are, Senchai taking some hits, but these Muay Thai fighters are tough as shit. I kind of like it. I think I'm a big fan.
Yeah. I feel like they should dip their hands in glass then.
There we go.
It's like really go for it.
It's not blood sport. It's the other one, right? What the hell? Kickboxer? Is that what it's called?
I don't know. It's like the Kumite, man.
Yeah.
One of those. Yes.
Yeah.
We need all that action.
We do.
And some other fight announcements. Makhachev versus Gaethje is going to happen. June
awesome.
8th. And then kind of a weird one, but Charles Oliveira, who's number one, is going to fight Armin. I can't read from this distance. Sarukian, if I can say that night. He's ranked number fourth. You heard me. He's ranked number fourth. And they're going to fight on the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting delirious if you haven't noticed. I think the medications are not interacting well.
Oh, no.
So I'm just saying.
You'll be all
right. I got to say, fuck Dana White. Because he fucked everyone on Twitter the other day. He's like, I got this big announcement coming in 20 minutes on Twitter for UFC 300. And then about 2 hours later, he tweets out, oh, it's going to be, here it is. Here's the fucking big fight I was talking about. Zhang versus Yang. I can't say that name right, but he claims it's the first Chinese versus Chinese fight. The two ladies are fighting.
Okay.
What the fuck are you making a big announcement over that for? Like a fight like 99% of people could give a fuck about.
Right. That is
and
pretty weird.
Still, we have no main event, no co-main event.
They're working it. We'll be all right.
It's supposed to blow my dick right off.
It like could still happen.
I'm waiting, man.
Jim Miller versus Brock Lesnar. That's what we're doing.
Well, he wants that fight.
Yes, he does.
He'll get his ass kicked. I mean, he can, if he can outweight him a little bit, but he's just too big. There's just a size.
Yeah.
And because he was thinking he could, I think he said he could Kimura him. Like, there's no way you're Kimuraing him. That's a strongman technique.
No chance. That guy would throw him right out of that and fling him in
he
the
would
air.
Donkey Kong him.
That's right.
While you're trying to fucking do that. So I keep thinking about what the fuck can you put on UFC 300? I still haven't been able to figure it out. Like, outside of bringing someone back, but they're going to be rusty as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Unless you bring back some legends and let them, like, juice the fuck up. Like, I don't know. Maybe a Dan Henderson in there. Get a Fedor in there.
Fedor, get the Fedor. Get a little who else?
Bigfoot Silva.
Well,
you don't really want him fighting anymore.
No, probably not.
But yeah. I don't. You don't want to put Mike Tyson in there because that didn't look good when he was having his little sparring match with Roy Jones.
I think we're good on that one.
Yeah. Still would like some Diaz brother action, but
yeah, either one, maybe both.
Yeah. Grudge match.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nick, Nate, maybe you do a 2x2. Just put both of them in, like the Diazes versus GSP and I don't know, someone else.
Yeah.
Or their whole pack against someone. But Jake Shields and Gilbert Melendez and the two of them. And then have GSP pick a team of four with mm-hmm. him on there. I don't know. You got to do some. Or fucking do a Pride Rules event finally. Make UFC 300 yeah. Pride Rules.
Yeah.
There you go. Problem solved.
I love it.
Let's talk about John Jones. There's some shit going on with him.
Really? What's happening?
Well, he just had some elbow surgery.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was his chest that was the problem.
No, he tore his pec. But he said, well, since I'm going to be out this long. Yeah, you're right. It's his chest. He tore his pec.
I am confused.
But anyway.
Make a mistake. The
hear
doctor's
me now,
like,
believe me later. No, yeah. He said, since I'm going to be out this long, I might as well get my elbow repaired because it's fucked up. So I guess he said it's going to take about 10 weeks to heal. Not going to affect his return time. Just something he wanted to clean up. But then also, I guess people have been digging up some messages from this lawsuit of Dana White talking about John Jones specifically. So somehow they've got the messages and they've been reading through them. So I guess the UFC was trying to make the Jones versus Gustafson rematch, but Jones wanted to fight DC.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the exchange. So Dana White said, did Jones straighten up? Is he still being a scumbag? Then Lorenzo says, still a douche, but we're inching closer. Hasn't moved on money, but sent a letter with an ultimatum. And then Dana says, awesome. Fuck that punk, Lorenzo. He needs to know we don't need him or he will fuck us over more than he already does. So,
yikes.
With that out, do you think that fucks the relationship up anymore at this point? I mean, it's always not been great. No. But I think he just has one fight, and then mm-hmm. he's probably going to leave and do something else. I don't know.
I don't know. Like, I think it's like a love-hate, you know? Dana's harsh, so, like, he's kind of like, he's going to talk shit while he's still trying to make a deal. So it's like, I don't believe anything he says half the time, you know? So anything he says half the time. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Right. Well, it's kind of bullshit, too, that they're able to pull up, like, private conversations between people. Because
they shouldn't.
Whatever we say, like, between our friends, that's what we say. And that's not, like, reality. That's our world.
That's
right. It's different.
You can't have people seeing that shit.
No, if you pull that up, that's totally out of context.
No good. Bad, bad.
Yeah.
Don't read those messages.
That's bad juju.
Eject. Yeah. Can't do that. Yeah. Totally not. Not a fan.
So that's kind of weird. What else is happening out there?
Well, I got a couple KOs. Let's go to that.
All right.
I'm running light on news today.
Me
so,
too. still
not going to share it here. Here we go. So here's a little boxing action. Watch this defense by Mr. Yellow Shorts. And then boom.
Oh, man.
Did you see that defense? Yeah. It's ridiculous. Watch it one more time. He blocks everything. He's like, 1, 2, 3, boom, 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 boom. Timed him right there with the right hand. Pretty solid.
The mouthpiece hit the ring rope there.
Yep. Here's one. And then I have another one. And then my wad has been blown.
Great.
Here we go. Starched him.
Oof.
Little Photoshop action.
Hello, darkness,
he's like hanging out. He's like, hey, he's got a gun right here in this, holding up the store. One more time, bang. I don't know. It's pretty good.
Nice. I got a couple. Let me pull them up here. Which one? I think I have one some kind of order. I don't want this open. Twitter. Oh, we should go no sound. Maybe we'll go sound. Let's see what happens. Let's party. Got one.
Ooh.
I want to see it again.
Damn. Ouch.
There's one. And then there's this one. We just get fucking boarded into the wall.
Ouch.
I don't know if I've seen one before where a guy got KO'd into the cage and then just kept getting racked up. I don't know if it was Robbie Lawler. And I remember Guy Metzger. It was real old. Mm-hmm. But fuck, that's tough. Standing KOs, bad. And do a little tweet of the week.
I'm ready.
Here. This is from Mac Malley. He says, how ass are the Cowboys in the playoffs?
Nice.
I like that. It's true. They're very bad. Probably going to fire everybody.
Mm-hmm. And rightfully so.
Yeah, I mean, they're in a tough situation. They just do real good in regular season and then not so good in the playoffs. So, and that'll take us to Knowledge.
All right. Knowledge. I do. I got a little, another video. I'm video heavy that can't play the sound because there's music. But how about an ice skating skate park? Look at this. Would you do this? Check this out. Bing.
I would do it if the skates fit me like rollerblades did.
What do you mean?
Like every time I put the skates on, it just fucking kills my ankles. I don't, because I'm always using rental skates and they never fit right.
Oh, I gotcha.
So like I have a pair of rollerblades that fit fucking perfect.
Gotcha.
I wish I could have that same feel on ice.
Mm-hmm.
Because I used to be able to like do all the fancy stops on ice where you'd fucking turn real quick and chuck up the snow, and now I'm like, I don't even want to go for that move because I'm not willing to take that chance anymore.
No.
You gotta be smart as you get older. I can't do that shit.
No.
I have just one quick one. It's a little before and after fight. It's the Karate Hottie. Oh, where'd she go? Hang on. I think I just closed everything. I mean, computer problem. No, there we go. I went to share screen and then it didn't show up. There's a little Karate Hottie before and after.
Oh, damn.
And then I think she turned into fucking Nosferatu down here. Holy Jesus. Shit.
She took a pretty big beating.
Yeah.
Mm.
Anyway.
Ouch.
It's shut down. I don't feel right.
I'm
Hopefully
sorry.
Next week.
I hope you feel better.
We'll get it back.
That has been another edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Engel Weigel.
Matt Gruth, thanks for playing.